Now, this next question is pretty soul-searching and obviously comes from someone who has been discouraged by their experiences in their church group, or perhaps this question comes from someone who is not a Christian but has observed bad behavior by some who profess to be Christians. Here's the question. If Christians are supposed to be examples to sinners, why are there so many problems in the churches? Members, pastors, etc., not getting along? Some starting their own churches, wanting to be in charge? Pastors taking all the money for themselves? Why are they acting this way? Wow, what a question. We need to understand that from the beginning of the church in Acts chapter 2, it has been attacked by Satan. Paul said in Acts chapter 20, verses 29 and 30, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." This shows that some from outside the church, called wolves in this verse, would enter in among them and attack them, trying to ruin the testimony of the church. The term outside the church, refers to people who are not saved. But there are also some from within the church, where it says, "also of your own selves" in this verse, who would work to gain a following of their own. We read in 3 John about a man named Diotrephes, who wanted to be in charge of the Lord's assembly and dominate the Lord's people. 3 John verses 9 and 10 says this, "I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and cast them out of the church." The problem here is that Diotrephes wanted to have the preeminence or to be in charge. But Colossians 1:18 tells us that the preeminence belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." While some love to have a following, some greedily seek after money. 1 Timothy 3, verses 2 and 3, gives instructions concerning the elders in the church. It says in part that a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not guilty of filthy lucre or love of money, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. We read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock." So it's easy to realize that having money as a motivation to be a leader is condemned by the scriptures. The desire should be to help others in their walk with the Lord, not to get rich. We all need to read God's word so that we can discern what is proper and what honors the Lord, then follow after those things that honor him. Satan's desire is to dishonor the Lord, and he often seeks to do it among those that profess to be Christians. This gives the world the wrong impression about the Lord. Have you ever heard someone say, "Well, if he's a Christian, then I don't want to be one"? This usually indicates that someone who professes to be saved has such a bad testimony that people who are not Christians have a false impression about the Lord. Even in natural life, if someone misbehaves badly, we tend to blame his parents. So in the spiritual realm, everything we do reflects on our Heavenly Father. So let's all be aware of our behavior and make sure that what we do honors the Lord.